T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, maybe this will sway a little bit, Al. From Princeton, the great, the great football commentator, Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Man.
Ross, are you there?
I am here. Hello. Yes. Right. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
We got you now, Ross. All right, Ross, before we get into all the particulars, I did want your thoughts on what went down in the Kareem Hunt case of the past week. How did you think the NFL handled it?
You know, I got to be honest with you, Angelo. When it comes to things like this and, like, how do they not get the tape or not? I mean, didn't we read that the Cleveland Police Department didn't look at the tape?
Right.
Like, I don't understand that. Someone more educated than me on these matters needs to explain that to me. Because the thing that's always weird to me, Angelo, is that there is complete and utter outrage about the NFL and their handling of it, yet this guy wasn't even charged by the Cleveland Police Department. I guess maybe I'm taking too much of a worldview, Angelo, but, I mean, everybody's up in arms about the NFL. Shouldn't we be a little bit more concerned that there's a video of a guy pushing and kicking a woman and he wasn't even charged? Like, forget football, right? I mean, we're talking about, like, a real-world society. Like the police department, nothing happens? You're totally scot-free?
Let me give you my theory. My theory is the NFL is so powerful that the police did not want to make it a more public area, which once they get the tape, they have to release. And that this a very similar thing appears to have happened with the Niners and Reuben Foster. It sounds to me like the NFL, to preserve its brand, makes a call to the cops and says, boys, let's keep this on the down low. That's my theory.
Wow. So, well, and that might be the case. I don't know that. I guess that's where my brain goes. And I never know, you know, why you should get the tape or shouldn't get the tape. I'll say this, though. I am a little surprised that the Chiefs cut him.
You are? You know,
as soon as, well, because the NFL put him on the commissioner's exempt list, which is like what they did with Adrian Peterson or Greg Hardy.
Right.
And so I thought that the Chiefs would kind of use that as cover. You know what I mean? It's out of our hands now. He's on the commissioner's exempt list. And then see how it played out in the offseason because, I mean, he's really good, and he's on a rookie contract. He's really cheap, and they have a team that's Super Bowl caliber the next few years. So I was pretty surprised. Right. I thought that they would use the commissioner's exempt list as cover to not have to punish him, and they cut him that night.
Well, I'm glad they did that. I really am. They deserve some credit for that. Ross, you went to Princeton, right?
Yeah, we're talking about that a lot, evidently. Yeah.
Well, there's a good reason for it today, because so did Jason Garrett, the coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, right.
You with me on that?
Yes.
You consider Jason Garrett a really intelligent NFL head coach?
I would say no. I would say no. And I mean, if you look at some of the things that they've done, clock management, and how he's handled things, I wouldn't put him in the upper echelon of smart football coaches in the league right now, even though he went to the best school in the country that Al could only have dreamed of driving by.
By the way, that's probably pretty true. but Al, you wouldn't even bother to drive by it, would you?
No.
No, he wouldn't.
No, it's,
he doesn't
it's think- in New Jersey.
All right, but here, see, Russ, the reason I'm going here is I think the Eagles have an advantage in that I love the intellect of my quarterback, Carson Wentz, never going to be in school, seems very brilliant. I've got a head coach who outsmarted the greatest coach in the history of the NFL in the Super Bowl last year. Can I say, on basic football intelligence, the Eagles have an advantage Sunday?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I would
certainly take Carson Wentz's football acumen over Prescott's at this point, based on what we've seen. Although I it would really help if Carson didn't miss some of those throws he missed the other night. Wow.
I'm with you.
And I would take Peterson over Jason Garrett to this point. Although, in fairness to Garrett, ever since they fired their O-line coach, Angelo, they're like a different team, man.
Isn't that amazing?
They fired their O-line coach, and all of a sudden, they got a bunch of backups in there on the O-line, and they're still running the ball down people's throat. They're playing unbelievable defense, and those things go together. Kind of interesting, actually. If you look at the NFL, there's several teams now, like the Seahawks, like the Ravens. It's old school, Angelo. They're just running the ball, playing good D, and they're winning a bunch of games in a row as a result.
All right, but in other words, what you're telling me is it's a great test for the Eagles' defensive line, which is supposed to be one of the strengths of the team, correct?
Correct, yes.
Fletcher Cox, let me see something. Brandon Graham, give me something here. Michael Bennett, they all have to step up. This is their moment this season, isn't it?
It is, and Angelo, the last time we saw them a month ago against the Cowboys, they didn't step up.
I know.
And the thing is the Cowboys have, you know, their center, their left guard, these are not their dudes. I mean, these are journeyman guys, backup guys, and they were still able to run the ball down the Eagles' throat a month ago.
Yeah, 100%. This is going to be – we're going to get your pick in a second. Is this – I wanted to get personal here for a second with you, Ross, and I know I already have with the Princeton thing, but you are, to me – one of the most intelligent analysts of football. You have been a part of our show for years, and we have really learned a lot of football from you. Do you resent the fact that even though you briefly played on the Cowboys, that all the main analyst jobs right now, Jason Witten, Tony Romo, Troy Aikman, are former Cowboys, but you yourself have been passed over? Do you resent that?
I don't resent that. I do sometimes question my decision to get into an industry that's based in large part on your athletic ability in your prior industry. Because there's, you know, when you're a guy like me that was a journeyman that played 7 years, there's absolutely a ceiling to what you can accomplish. So sometimes I'm like, man, I could have gotten on the Wall Street. I could have done a bunch of different things where there's no sort of ceiling over you. So I question that every once in a while. You know what, Angelo? Life is all about attitude. And honestly, today I'm going to do a couple more state championship games. Tomorrow I'll be on the sideline for Army-Navy. Rather than looking at guys that I think I'm better than that have jobs that I would like, I just enjoy what I have and enjoy life. And I'm going to get paid to go to 3 football games over the next couple days. I get paid to do Eagles pregame for the Cowboys game, gigantic on Sunday. I got a pretty good life, man. I'm happy with my life.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm happy with your life, too, because normally we would, if you got all those jobs, we wouldn't have you. So it all worked out great for us. Keys to the game Sunday. What do we got to say?
Well, a couple things. I think getting back to what we just said, you know, the Eagles just can't let Zeke Elliott take over the game and find a way to maintain possession of the ball the whole time and run the ball down their throat. So it is a man-up game for the front seven for the Eagles. Those guys have to play. And honestly, Angelo, the last game and a half, they have.
Yes.
You know, the last game, other than the 90-yard Peterson run, they have been unbelievable up front, both sides of the ball. That's the key. I mean, you watch that last game against the Redskins. The offensive line, Lane Johnson, is back to being awesome. Kelsey had a million unbelievable blocks in space Monday night. So I'm going to say the biggest key is two things. Number one, O-line and D-line, they have to win the battle. They did not do it the last time. It's on their shoulders, and that should be the strength of the team. And then number two, you know, Wentz just has to make all the throws. He can't miss some of the throws that he missed Monday night. I mean, some of those, he had some awesome throws, but he had 3 or 4 that were real, real bad. Going to have to hit those.
I'm with you. Russ Tucker, without further ado, we need to hear your prediction.
So remember, when I give you my predictions, Angelo, it's based on my expert analysis, not what I want to happen.
I understand.
This is a butt.
All right, Joe, get ready to cut him off. Go
I'm
ahead,
just
Tucker.
Telling you guys.
Go ahead, Ross.
All right, so I think it's going to be a great game.
Great game.
But ultimately, the Eagles have only shown what they can do over the last game and a half. The Cowboys have done it 4 games in a row. It's in Dallas. I'm taking the Cowboys 20-17.
The crowd booing Ross Tucker off the show.
Yeah. Should have gone to Monmouth.
More evidence. Yeah. More evidence that a Princeton education has no value. Thank you, Tucker. Ross Tucker. I won't even call him Ross anymore. Al, he has broken the sheep flock of the morning. Yeah. That is the first Dallas prediction so far. But what he said about the Lions, and I dismissed it because I was making the point about outsmarting the Cowboys.
Right.
But he is right, that the Eagles should have an advantage on both lines, right, Alice?
Correct. And then we got Timmy Jernigan's coming back, too.
We hope.
Well,
if he can stay healthy for more than one snap.
We hope.
Yeah. All right. But anyway, just so you know, Fletcher Cox, who did not play great in the first Cowboy game,
right,
seems to understand what it's about. Listen. And the thing is, yeah, Al made the point a couple of days ago, the offensive line change, the coach of it made a big difference.
Yep.
But if those guys are not regulars,
right,
some of them are scrubs,
right,
then you should, I don't care how good the coach is,
right,
you should be able to kick their ass.
There should be some pigeons up there.
Right, there should be some pigeons.
There's actually three pigeons up there.
There are three pigeons?
There are three pigeons, yeah.
He will be naming his pigeons soon, and three of them are on the Dallas offensive line?
Yes, they are.
I like what I'm hearing. Let's go to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.